Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 18th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from Psalm 40, verses 1 through 8. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. Our scripture lesson comes from Psalm 119, verse 2. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. Man's unbelief has invented and set up countless substitutes for the two main commandments of the law, resulting in forms of ungodliness which Scripture describes as grieving God and the Holy Spirit. Should not God be angry with me when he commands me to show love to my neighbor and I proceed to follow my own dreams and those of other men? It is just as if a house father orders his servant to do some plowing and the servant goes off and washes dishes. Would not a house father be justified in becoming angry with such a servant? This is also the case with God. He wants us to obey his commandments. We should regard them more highly than the commandments of men. He wants all commandments to relate to love so that they may all be compromised in the two commandments of which Jesus speaks in the gospel. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. If you want to do something that pleases God, do it in such a way that it flows from a heart of love. On the other hand, it is easy to conclude that all works are nothing which do not flow from love or which are against love. No commandment or law should ever be given any validity excepting such as to put the law of love into practice. Let us pray. Give us grace, Heavenly Father, to keep the greatest of all the commandments by loving you with our whole heart and soul and mind, and the second commandment, which is like it, by loving one another for your sake. In the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.